begin the current daf, Misach, the site, the daf, Chavfei. We begin three lines down from the top of the Yamun. The Gemara continues in the discussion related to our Mishnah from the previous daf. And that is our parak opened up with the Mishnah. It talked about certain cases that are exceptions to the halacha of a Saita drinking the Mei Saita, and that these women are Einan Shaisis. Although they went through the same scenario as a suspected adulterous woman, she doesn't drink. Now, related to the Mishnah, the Gemara brings the following question. Ibailu, the following question, a veris al das. If a Jewish woman violates what's known as Das Yehudis, which is not law written in the Torah, but it's not common Jewish practice for a Jewish woman, and that is she's not modest, she goes out into the street with her hair uncovered, or she sews in the marketplace in an inappropriate way, and she speaks with old men in the street, as the Gemara says in Sechtes Ksubis, Tafayin Bezim and Aleph, that those things causes her to lose her rights, meaning she gets divorced without getting her ksuba, because it's her fault she's not keeping common Jewish practice for women. So the question is, Tzricha hasrolav si de ksuba, ksubasa, does she need to be warned beforehand to say, look, you're doing these inappropriate things, that you're going to continue doing this, you're going to lose your ksuba? And the reason why she would need a warning is because then maybe she would repent, and if she doesn't stop doing what she's doing, then she loses her ksuba? Or maybe she doesn't need warning. And that is because actually even without a warning, she can lose her ksuba just for doing these inappropriate acts of violation of Das Yehudis. The Gemara explains the question. Do we say, since she's violating the common Jewish practice, she doesn't need Asra. It's an immediate repercussion, a consequence of the violation of the basic Jewish modesty. No, maybe she needs to be warned first, because then if she'll be told about this, to retract, then she'll retract and she'll stop doing these inappropriate things, and then she'll be able to remain married and maintain her ksuba. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Arusa v'shemeres yavam, a woman that's engaged, or similar to engagement, is a woman anticipating yibum by her brother-in-law after her husband died without any children. The halacha is that although she was warned not to be seiser with another man, that means kinu and stira, however, and she was seiser, she secluded herself with that man, loy seiser v'loy netlis ksuba. So she doesn't drink the mei seiter, but she doesn't take her ksuba that she was rightfully going to get as a girl that's engaged or as a shemer siyavam. Now, asa, that the Gemara proves mishtahud loy shasya. Sounds like from our Mishnah that the woman just doesn't drink the Saita waters. But she obviously gets warned, because if there was no warning, then it wouldn't apply at all, the whole drinking. Drinking is only when you had kinu, then stira, then there's drinking. So he's saying she doesn't drink the Mei Saita, but it sounds like that she's warned. So the question is, lamai, for what purpose would there be that, let's say, the Yavam or the Chasen would be giving her a kinu, a warning, since we know the halach is that as a Kala, or as a Shemes Yavam, she doesn't drink the Saita waters. So what's the purpose of doing a warning? Says the Gemara, lav sidik ksubasa, isn't it so that she should lose her ksuba? And that is because if he wouldn't warn her, then she wouldn't lose her ksuba. So obviously you see that she needs to have a warning, and that's exactly the case over here, where the woman that secludes herself with other men is being averis al das. So we see that the need to lose the ksuba has to be with a warning beforehand, as we see that's why he's doing a kinui. And we're saying, even though you did a kinui, so she's not going to drink the Saita waters, but then she'll lose her ksuba. So that Amabai says no. The reason why the Yavam or the Chasa would be doing a kinui is not to lose her ksuba. She could lose her ksuba automatically. It's just so that now she'll be forbidden to him. I mean, without a warning, without going through the procedures of Saita, of kinui and stira, that she wouldn't be forbidden to him. Now that it did a kinui, now that she'll be forbidden. But to lose her ksuba could be automatic. Or another approach to Gemara says, Rav Papa Amar says, Lashkaisa keshehi nusua. Actually, the purpose of the kinui, again, is not to lose the ksuba, but that could be, is automatic. It's actually that to allow him to give her the Saita waters subsequently when they get married, and that is if, after they get married, she secludes with that man, then she'll drink because of the warning he had given to her when they were engaged, and that is because he just can't have her drink when they're engaged. That's because it says in the Pasuk Tachas Isha, that she secluded, and then she drinks it when she was with her husband, not when they're just engaged. But the warning is valid even when they're engaged, and that would be the purpose of doing a kinui. Ketan like Luna Brisa. The Braisa says, Ein mekanen la rusa lashkoisa kishya rusa. You can't give a warning for the Saita when she's a kala to have her drink when she's engaged. Av mekanen la rusa lashkoisa kishya nisua. But you could warn her when she's just a bride, when she's engaged, how to have her then drink if she then secludes later on when they're married. And again, that's two rejections of the proof from our Mishnah of seeing that, look, she doesn't drink, but sounds like that there's a warning, must be. But the Ksuba would say no, either to make her forbidden on him, which would only be through the procedures of Kina and Stira, to Mini, to the Chasen that she's engaged to, or actually to allow him to then give her to drink after they get married. So rather, Amar Rabba Toshima, Rabba Toshima is bringing a different proof, again from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, other women that don't drink the Saita waters, Amon L'Kohen Gadol, a widow that's married to a Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'chalutza L'Kohen Hagid, a woman that's divorced or had chalitza done to her by her brother-in-law that's married to a Kohen Hagid, Mamzeres Nesina L'Yisrael, an illegitimate woman, meaning from an inappropriate marriage, and she was born from that, or Nesina from the Givoinim that's married to a regular Jewish man, or the other way, Bas Yisrael L'Mamzer L'Nasin, a regular Jewish woman that's married to a Mamzer or to a Nasin. So he said, L'Yishayisiz V'Loynaitlis Ksuba. So she doesn't drink, and the reason being is because these are not marriages that are meant to be, they're forbidden. So as we learned in the previous daf, it has to be an appropriate marriage. But again, because it's her that's causing the marriage to end, because she acted inappropriately, so she doesn't take her ksuba. So says the Gemara, Mishnah Hud Leishasi, it sounds like from our Mishnah that it's only that she doesn't drink. Again, that's for a different reason, because it's not a marriage that's meant to, there's a prohibition of a amana to a kohen gadol and so on. Ha kinuye maknil hu, but obviously that there's a warning here, because or else if there was no warning, then there wouldn't be any drinking anyway. It's only after kinin and stira then there's the drinking. So we're saying you don't drink, but it sounds like there's a warning here. Now the question is lamai. What would be the purpose, let's say, of the kohen gadol warning his almana wife not to seclude with that man, ilo isno love, if it would be like we had mentioned before from Abaya, to make her forbidden on him, which is usually with a regular kosher marriage that happens after kinin and stira, even though she's not drinking. And it's just the drinking then permits, if it turns out through that drinking that she wasn't mezana. But the question is, Asir and Bekayim, all these marriages that we're discussing, they're already forbidden. There's a lav in the Torah, Tamal L'Kohen Gadol. El lav, lav sidling subasin. So obviously that the purpose and the intention, they can't be even like the previous Torah, like Rav Papa, that the purpose was to have her drink when they're married. Here they are married. So obviously it's to create a loss of a ksuba. So you see that to create a loss of ksuba through a veras al das has to be first with a kinui, with a warning beforehand. So that the Gemara says, Amar Behudim and Descartes says, look, no. That truthfully, the warning does not help for the purposes of losing the ksuba. Could be the ksuba gets lost automatically. Rather, it's only la'isra la'bayil kabal. It's to create a prohibition of this woman ever getting married to this suspected man, just like she's forbidden to her husband because she was mezan, and that is in the obviously now she's married, but in the circumstance that if her husband that she's married to now would die or would divorce her, and so we're saying that she doesn't drink, we're saying that she's forbidden subsequently to ever get married to that boy. It's not like we learn the Mishnah later on, the Chavzayim Abayz, that says, Kshem Shasur Labal, just like the Saita, who was mezan, it's forbidden to her husband, Kach asur labal, so she's forbidden to the man that she was mezana with. Now she could get married to other people, but that's the concept why the kohen gadol would be warning his amana, the wife, maybe not for the ksuba. Maybe ksuba would be automatically. So why would he be warning her? She's forbidden to him anyway, and they're already married. Would be just because, yes, you're forbidden to me, but now that other man that you mezana with, you're going to be forbidden to him also, again, because of this process of becoming a saita, which, besides that she's forbidden to him as a Malik and Gadol, but also as Saita, now she becomes forbidden, again, through Kinui to the Boil. So again, the Gemara has not brought a conclusive proof regarding this question, if there has to be a warning beforehand for a woman that's a Veres Aldas. So Amr B'chanin Mesura Tashma, again trying to bring a Raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Ve'elu Shebezdin Mekanlan, and these are certain women that the courts themselves give her a warning regarding your inappropriate behavior, which is going to have consequences. Which are Mishnah Scharash Bala, if let's say the husband became a deaf mute, so he's not competent to do the warning, the court does it. Oy Nishtata, or he became mentally deranged, Oy Shay Chavish Beveh Sasun, or he's locked in jail. Now, says the Mishnah, Veloy Lashkoyis Amr, wasn't that to make her drink, meaning as if they're giving her a kinui, and then when she does steer, then she's going to drink the Saita waters. And that is because, as it says in the Pasuk, it has to be the husband bringing her. Ela lepais lemiksubas. Rather, says the Mishnah, it's to create a loss in the ksubas. Obviously, you could infer that had they not warned her about her inappropriate speaking with men and hanging out in the wrong types of places, that she would not lose her ksuba. Says the Gemara, Shmamana, we could infer from that halacha from our Mishnah that Bay Yasra Shmamana, that obviously, that even if a woman is a veris al das, that we said she loses her ksuba, it's only if she's warned beforehand, and that's why we say that the bezin is mekanlen, but if not, she doesn't lose her ksuba. Now, says the Gemara, so, Bakula my time alo amri maha, so why didn't all the other previous approaches bring the proof from here? They tried bringing a proof from other parts of a Mishnah. Why not from this halacha of a Mishnah, which seemingly is clear that for a woman that's a veris al das, she has to first be warned? So the Gemara says, Dilma shani hasam. No, the reason why they didn't immediately come to this part of the Mishnah is because maybe this case is different and such a woman needs a hasra before she loses her ksuba, because the lesla imasa de baal klal, because such a woman in such a circumstance doesn't have any fear from her husband, and therefore, had it not been that the courts would warn her, then we shouldn't have penalized her. Now, the reason why she has no fear from her husband is because either her husband mentally deranged, became a deaf mute, he's in jail, he's not around. So because there's no fear, so it would make sense on some level that we would have to first have warned her, because doing inappropriate things without a husband around is not such an extensive type of a pretzis, of being inappropriate. Now, but someone that is married and her husband is around and she's not afraid of him and still she goes and does these inappropriate things, that we would have said, that's totally pretzis, that's totally a breach of modesty. And therefore, we would have said that even without a warning, she would lose her ksuba. So that's why they didn't immediately bring a raya from that part of the Mishnah. But ultimately, the Gemara concluded that it is a proof from that part of the Mishnah that any woman that's a veris al das would first have to have a hasra before she loses her ksuba. Now, a related question as the previous one. Ibai lehu, again, a veris al das, a woman that violates common Jewish customs, modesty. Now, but verotza balakaima, so the woman violates this inappropriate conduct. Now, but however, the husband wants to stay married to her. So the question is, mekaima or ain't mekaima? Could he stay married to her or not? So as the Gemara explains the question. Mi amrina, do we say, as the parallel by biblical law, by Saita Dairaisa, that Bikpeda de Baal Tal Rahman, we find that regarding a woman that's a suspected adulterous woman, that depends upon the husband's, what bothers him. It says in the Pasuk Bikini Asish, he has to warn her first. Now, Vahal, like Kabbat, this husband, when his wife is doing inappropriate common Jewish customs for women, it doesn't bother him. And therefore, since it doesn't bother him, so he could stay married to her. A dilma, or maybe no. Kivan de kapid, which as Rashi translates, means to say, since it's normative for a husband to be bothered when his wife is acting in an inappropriate way like this, so kapid, what that means to say is that by default, we have to say that it is something that's intrinsically bothersome for a Jewish man. Maybe he's not encountering that. Maybe he's not engaged in that. But it's ultimately something that is bothersome. And therefore, by default, we say that when she's a veris al das, he can't stay married to her. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's make a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ve'elu shebezne mekanlen. Again, the case we brought before, that these are the women that the courts warned them, which are Mishin Escharish Baila, the husband became a deaf mute, or became mentally deranged, or that he's locked up in jail, and she's acting inappropriately. The courts come and they want to say, watch out, you're doing inappropriate things. Now, and that says the Gemara, the Iamrit Ratza Balakaima Makaima, if it would be like you want to entertain, that if the husband wants to stay married to her, even when she's acting inappropriately, he can stay married to her. So Avdi Bezdin Midi de Dimalay Nihle Labal, would the courts go ahead and do something that possibly is not willing for the husband? In other words, how can we be a shliach, a messenger, a medium for the husband for something that could possibly be that he doesn't want? That's a liability for him. Now, as we know, the halachic dictum, as it's brought in Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph, that in chavon lo ad mishlei b'fanav, you cannot create a liability for a husband when not in his presence if it's not something that he wants. So here, maybe he doesn't want to create a kinui and then have a steer and then be forbidden to his wife because he wants to stay married to her. So if you would entertain to say that he could maintain it, then the courts wouldn't be able to do it. Obviously, he can't. And that's why the courts could make the kinnikah. It doesn't depend on you. It depends on Jewish men in particular. And you, in general, and Jewish men are particular when their wives act, not like common Jewish law. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a riot. Because stamad de milsa, in general, kiven daivera saldasi, menach naichalei, that when a Jewish woman it violates common Jewish customs, that then it bothers the husband. And therefore, we could go ahead and do it because we can assume that it's a schus for him, that's something that he would want to have his wife warned and not acting in that inappropriate way, and that's why we can go ahead and do that. But could be possibly that, yes, the husband could maintain the marriage if he wants to. Now, Ibai Luhud had a similar question. Baal Shemachal al Kinuyay, a husband that forgives the warning that he made. He first warned her, he said he made a specific kinui warning regarding that man. I don't want you to hang out with this man, to be secluded with him. Now, and then he felt bad that he was being so overbearing. He forgave that warning. So the question is, kinui machal or eina machal? Is that considered a undoing? Is that forgiving of the kinui? Or can he not forgive that? Now, Rashi explains that the Gemara's assumption right now at this point is that the question is whether if he does this mechila before she ever secludes with him or even after she secluded with him, he can undo the kinui by saying, I'm moichel on that warning. Now, the question is as what's called a imtim tzalemer. It's based on the previous question. If we say that a woman that's oiveres al das, if he wants to stay married to her, he could stay married to her, as we proved that it's possible that there is such an option. So maybe that would be only without a halachic kinui. But where there is a halachic, biblical kinui and stira, and then he wants to be meichel on her, which normally kin and stira would make her go through the whole soita process, he wants to now be forgiving on it. So the question is, can he now undo the kinui and be permitted to her or not? So even if you say that he could stay married when the woman that's averes al das, question is, but when he did even a kinui, and then there's a stira, would he be able to even then be meichel on it and stay married or not? So as Zigmar explains the question. Do we say that the Torah made it dependent on the husband's warning? And now the husband was forgiving on that. He has the rights over his warnings, and now he is meichel that. He's forgiving on his warning, and therefore he could undo it and stay married. No, since originally he did a kinui, now he can't be meichel. He already put into process a halachic warning, which then when she does a stira, creates the halachic requirement of her drinking the seita waters, and you can't stay married to her. It's not within your domain anymore to pull that back. So the Gemara says, Tashma, that's being arrived from our Mishnah. Again, that case that we quoted before. It says, Ve'elu shebezden mekan lehen. These are the cases where the courts warned the woman. Mishnah is charash baila. If the husband became a deaf mute, or nishtatu became mentally deranged, or shahayu chavash bebeis asurin, or he's locked in jail. So that's where the courts could warn. Now, if you would entertain to say that when after the warning, the husband couldn't undo the warning, so the question is, avdinan midi de asi bal machale, would we, the courts, do something that then the husband could go ahead and undo and forgive? But as Rashi explains, but that's what's called zilusa de beidina. That's degrading for the courts to something that they go ahead and they make a big proclamation, they go to the woman, they give a whole warning, and the husband could just pull out the carpet from under their feet and say, I'm undoing that. Would we do such a thing? We wouldn't do. So obviously the husband cannot be moichel his kinui. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a proof. Stamad de milsa, in general, a damask madas bezin, a person agrees to what the courts have imposed and are desirable of, and therefore we rely on the general type of a person who he would agree to what the courts are doing, and therefore we go ahead and we do a kinui. But, says the Gemara, if the husband comes, and this Michael could be, he could be Michael, but it's not something that's going to stop us from doing it because we don't assume he's going to go ahead and undo it, but maybe he could. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from a Mishnah that we had on Dav Zayin and Aleph. Mishnah said, U'moysen lo shnei tamid chacham, that so after the kinui, the warning, and the stira, so he goes to the courts in his hometown, they say, okay, go up to Yerushalayim, we're going to do the seita procedure. So on the way, they give him two Talmudic scholars to escort him with his Saita wife. Shema yavei le'abadarach, because maybe if they're on the long trip, they're going to stay in an inn and he's going to have cohabitation, which will ultimately prove that it's going to avoid the whole Saita process. So they have two Talmudic scholars to prevent him from having be with his wife on the way up. Says the Gemara, V'i amrit bal shemocha al kinuyiv mocha. Now, if you were entertained to say this option, that the husband can be meichel his kinuy, so lachle li kinuyiv alivel. Why do you need two Talmudic scholars to stop him? Why does he need anyone to stop him? If he really wants to cohabit with his wife, which he knows is going to avoid the whole side of the process, so let him just be meichel on his kinuy, and then he could go ahead and have a beer, because it's his prerogative, you said, to be meichel on the kinuy. So why do you need Talmud scholars to stop him? Obviously, because you cannot be meichel on the kinuy. And since you can't, he's forbidden to go ahead and have beer with his seita wife. So you see that you cannot be meichel on the kinuy. So that the Gemara actually answers and says that no. Maybe it could be that the husband could be meichel on his kinuy. And actually, contrarily, you could infer from our Mishnah the other way. That is Maishna Tamid Chacham. Why was it that the two people that they have to send along with them, because we don't want them to be secluded with his wife, and if someone has to go to the bathroom, then there should be at least another man there. Why specifically Talmudic scholars? Says the Gemara, because the Gemiri, because they're learned, and they know that it's forbidden for the husband to have be with his Saita wife if he has not yet forgiven her for the kinui, which is the Iboy Lemivl, because to the contrary, if he wants to have cohabitation, so then, yes, Amri Leh, they would tell him, and that's why we need the Talmud scholar who knows this, Achle likinui yechabala. Go ahead. Just forgive her for the kinui and have beer. So contrarily, you could actually infer from the Mishnah, again, it's not a raya, but you could say that to the other way, that not that he can't be meichel on the kinui, actually you could be, and that's why we need Talmudic scholars to tell you that you could do that instead of doing it without that in violation of halacha. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from the following braisa. Amr Bishri says, Shleisha Dvarm Sachli Ze'era Ma'anshir Yerushalayim. Bishri said that there were three things that Ze'era, who is from the men of Yerushalayim, told me, which are all similar. And that is, Baal Shemachal Al Kinuyev, if a husband forgives the warning that he made to his wife, Kinuyev Machal, the warning is forgiven. Second, V'zakin Mamre, which is someone, an elderly, any person that he rebels and he fights the highest courts, which is called the Bezna of Lishkas HaGazes, that's there in the Beis HaMikdash, and since he doesn't keep to the law that they said, so his death is by chenek, by choking, where Sherotzu Bezna Limchaloi, however, if the courts want to forgive him for his being a Mamre, for him rebelling against them, Moichaloi, they could forgive him. And third of all, Uben Sarah Meira, regarding the wayward and rebellious son, that if the father and mother, who they were the one that said that he's not listening to us, and they started this whole process, if they want to forgive him, they could forgive him. Now, however, says Rabbi Yeshua, when I came to my colleagues in the south, regarding two of those three halachas, they agreed to me. However, regarding the Zakan Mamre, they didn't agree to me. So that it shouldn't increase Machlekes and Klai, so I mean to say that we want the court should be listened to, and therefore the Zakan Mamre, we can't be Meichelim, because that's going to cause Machlekes, where people are going to say, oh, you could disagree and whatnot. So that one they didn't agree. But says the Gemara, Shmamina, Baal Shemachal, Kinuyev, Kinuyev, Machal, Shmamina. Obviously, you can infer, where clearly Rabbi Yishai said from Ze'era that the husband that's Meichel and Kinuyev, the Kinuyev is Meichel, he could forgive that and undo that process. Now, however, there is a machlekes Rav Acha Ravina in the qualification of this halacha, where although as we explained from Rashi that the Gemara assumed that he could, if you could, which we just proved he could be meichel on kinuyah, is even after she had already secluded with that man, but that's actually a machlekes. Chadam, or one of these amiram, says koydim stir machl. It's only before that she secluded him, he warned her before she ever secluded with that man, then he could forgive her on that kinuyah. But once she already had the warning and she did the steer, which automatically now takes her into the halachas of saita, which is drinking the saita waters and so on, then they can't forgive her anymore. However, the other one says, no, even after the steer, he can forgive the kinuy, and therefore there's no halacha of saita. Says the Gemara, and it's logical to say like the opinion that says that he can't forgive it once there was already steer. Mimai, what's the proof? From the response that the Rabbanan gave to Rabbi Yisi, the Talmud Lina Braisa, which is related to what we mentioned this halacha before from the Mishnah of Zion, where they would send along two Talmid Chachamim to escort him and his wife, Saita wife, on the way to Yerushalayim, Rav Yisemi, he argues on that. And he says, no, the husband is trustworthy regarding his wife to go on the road without Talmid Chachamim from a Kavachamim from the following logic, where Umani, the Shibakara, is regarding a person's wife, half of the month approximately, she's forbidden to him on a penalty of karis, of having bia, which is when she's menstruating, which she has the halach of nida. Now, yet, baila nevertheless, still the husband is allowed to be secluded with his wife. He's trustworthy regarding not having cohabitation with her. So, saita shiba lav, sister basis, saita, meaning cohabiting with his saita wife. That's only a negative prohibition, which as the Gemara learns in first pregnant Sefer Yevamah stuff, Yod Aleph and Beis, where it says in the Pasuk, in another context, Achir Ashru Tama, after she was defiled, which comes to include a Saita that had stira that was secluded, where she's already considered as in a doubtful situation as if she was already Nitzma, that she had be with another man, so it's a negative prohibition. So Loi Kolshken says, Rabbi Yisi, isn't it a Kavachimer that the husband and wife, he's believed not to have be with her? Because when she's in need, which is Karis, he's believed. And therefore, here also, when she's just a negative prohibition, for sure he could travel with her and he doesn't need two Talmid Chacham. However, Amr Loi, but the sages responded to Rabbi Yis and said, Loi, no, it's no Kavachimer, and he's not believed, and he needs two Talmid Chacham to make sure that he does not seclude and have beer with his wife. Because im amarta benida, if you say you're right, by a nida, the husband is believed, shekin yesh lo hetter, because there is permissibility with the woman. Soon she's going to go to the mikvah and he'll be permitted to her, so he could hold himself back. And therefore he's believed. But what are you going to say about a saita that maybe doesn't have any permissibility? Because here she is, if she was mizanav, he'll never have her again with cohabitation, because she's going to go ahead and become forbidden to him. Now that, and therefore again, that's why by saita, he says the chacham, he needs to have two tamid chacham. Proves the Gemara, V'i amrad la'achar stira mochla, if you would say that even after seclusion, which is what's going when they're on their way up to Yerushalayim, where she was warned and she had stira, that he could go ahead and forgive it. Shemiskachas la diyesh lo heter, what are you talking about? It turns out that there is permissibility even when they're on the road up to Yerushalayim, because the yibayim mochla li kinui yibal, because if he wants to, he could forgive her for the kinui, and then he could go ahead and have him be with her. So says the Gemara, l'shamamina, that la'achas tira in the mochla shamamina. So obviously you could infer from that braisa that no, that you're right, as we see from the Rabbanan's response, after stira, there is no heter anymore for the man to his saita wife, and that's why he's not believed. And the reason being is because he cannot be meichel after the kinui if there was already a stira. If there wasn't stira, if there wasn't seclusion yet, then he could be meichel on the kinui, but not after stira. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah that we said, Mesu Bahalein Achalei Shasu, regarding a regular woman married to a man that was warned and there was stira. So they're going to go up to Yerushalayim for her to drink the Saita water to verify if she was Mizan or not. So it says the Mishnah, if the husband died before the woman got a chance to drink from the Saita waters, so Beishamei Chulu. So the halacha is that she doesn't drink. And the reason being is because the husband has to bring her and now he's already dead. But there is a machlekes Beisham Misil regarding what's the halacha now with her ksuba. Does she get her ksuba or not? Meaning if she was not Mizana, then she gets a ksuba. If she was Mizana, then she doesn't. But here we have no way of verifying because she already did kin and stira, so we're not sure, and therefore, regards to the doubt, who loses? Does she lose the ksuba, or do the husband's yerushim lose the ksuba and she gets it? So the Gemara Spemai Kemifligi, regarding what is the fundamental reasoning, according to Bisham Bishil, why either one of them says that if she gets the ksuba or doesn't get the ksuba. So the Gemara explains, Bishamei Savi, Bishamei held, Shtar Ho'emid Ligvois. In general, halacha is when there's a document that's waiting to be collected. For example, if someone has an outstanding document that his friend owes him money. Now, moreover, in the document, that person who owes him the money, his estate is Meshubid, there's a lien on his property for the debt owed to that, let's say, lender. Says Bishamai, any outstanding debt where there's a document is kegavui damui. It's like it was already collected. What that means to say is that the holder of the document is considered as if he is the muhsik, as if he owns and has already the borrower's estate more than the borrower himself. It's like it's collected already. Now, therefore, since over here, the nechasim are considered in her estate because her document of her ksuba, it's like it's oimid likvois. She's waiting to collect it. It's like it's collected already. So it turns out that the inheritors of the husband, as if they're trying to claim from her something that she already has. Because if it's oimid likvois, it's kegavu dami. So on their part, it's hamoitzi mechaber alav araya. They want to now remove the money from her, although she didn't get it yet, but it's like it's hers already. So they want to take it out of her domain. The proof is incumbent on them to prove that she was mezana with this seclusion and to create a loss of ksuba. Now, they can't do that until they have, let's say, witnesses, but there's no more drinking. The drinking would normally do it, but the husband's not here to make her drink. And therefore, Beis Shammai holds that she gets the ksuba because she's considered the muhsik. Now, as we continue on Talmud Beis, Beisil Savi, but Beisil hold Shtar Oimid Ligvois Lav Kugabu Dami, that hold that a document waiting to be collected, it's not like it's already collected. And therefore, she's the claimant, but she's claiming out of doubt, because we know that there's definitely a situation of doubt. We know there was Kinyan Stira. Maybe she was Mizana. And therefore, now, according to Basil, the inheritors of her husband, they're the definite Muhzakim on this property. And she is doubtful if she gets it. And therefore, the halacha is that Ein Safik Maitim Devadai, her doubt of is this really owed to her or not, meaning was she Mizana or not, cannot remove it from the definite claim that the inheritors have from the halacha of Yerusha, and therefore, since she's the Maitzim Mechaveroi, she would have to bring a proof that she was not Mizana, and until she doesn't get her ksuba. Now, our Mishnah also said, Muberes Chaveroi v'chulu. There was a machlekes in our Mishnah regarding if a man is married to a woman that's not fit for him to have children from, and she was also became a Saita. He warned her regarding a certain man, and she was Saita, so there's a machlekes in the Mishnah if she drinks the Saita waters or not. So on that, the Gemara clarifies, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avuhu, he says, Machlekes, this whole Machlekes where we have Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah saying, although the Tanakhama said that, no, she doesn't drink because it has to be fit for this woman to be his wife, and it's not because he has to have children, he has a mitzvah per b'rivya, so he would have to marry a different woman, so just like Amalika and Gadol, all these other cases where she's not fit to be his wife, she doesn't drink, here also Tanakhama says she's not fit to be his wife. On that, Rabbi Elazar argued, he says, what do you mean? He can go ahead and marry another wife. He doesn't have to divorce her. There's no prohibition of being married to her. He has to have children. So good, this woman will be for marriage purposes. For children, he'll marry another woman. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar argued and says that she does drink the Saita waters. That explains Rav Nachman that the whole machlokes was that Rabbi Elazar said that she will drink is only ba'akara, v'zikena, regarding a woman that's barren or that's elderly, where that the only reason why she doesn't drink is because he can't have children from her. Now, that's Rabbi Elazar argued and says, no, that he could maintain the marriage because he can marry another woman. Aval, island is, but an island is, now, although that he's fit to stay married to, there's no prohibition of being married to an island is, and therefore, regards to that, she should drink, but she doesn't drink for a different reason. Divrei ha'kol lo yishayis avalei netlis ksubasa. Says Rav Nachman, everyone, even Rabbi Elazar, would agree that she doesn't drink. But again, of course, she's not going to take her ksuba because the problem of the marriage ending is because of her of her infidelity. But the reason why she doesn't drink is she named, like it says in the Pasig, it says in Bamid Bahei Chavches, V'niksa v'nizra zer. It says in the Pasig that she'll be cleansed, meaning if the woman was not Mizana, she'll be cleansed and then she'll emit seed, she'll have a child, meaning instead of getting punished, if she was Mizana, she'll actually get a bracha. Now, however, but from that inference we see is Misha Darcha Lahazriya. Only a woman that it's normative for her to have a child where she's fit to conceive. That is what we need for the Parsha of Saita. Yatzazu Shein Darcha Lahazriya. But that excludes an islandess that's not normative for her to be able to have a child. Now, as Rashi explains, however, an Akara, although she's barren, she also cannot have children. But says Rashi, that's because of some wound that was inflicted on her. So to an elderly woman, although she also cannot conceive, but she's a type of a woman that could conceive, meaning before she got old. But an islandess was born that way, and therefore she's not a type of woman that could have children, meaning both the Akara and the Zakena, they're the type of woman that could. It's just because of other circumstances, other variables that make it that she can't. So that's where Rabbi Elazar says, okay, but she is a type of a Nixar and Nizra Zara, so therefore, though she cannot have children, but it's not a problem because she's not fit to be his wife because he has to become a peri of it. Fulfill that with another woman. But the islander says, Rav Nachman, who she's not even Nixer of an Israel Zera, she's not even from that type because she was born like that. So therefore, even Rav Elazar would agree that in such a case, she would not be Shaisis, she would not drink the Mei Saita because she doesn't fit into that part of the pasuk, but Nixer of an Israel Zera.